Cassie Beer, Miles Fulwiter, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, thank you.
Congratulations to both of you on Marble Lounge Records Talent Search being finished and awarded to Rosalind and the Way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cassie, how did it feel to be the winner of such an award?
Oh, wow. We were shocked, first of all, and really humbled because we knew how many deserving artists were in the running. We had filled out the form and kind of forgotten about it, to be honest. And so when we got the email, we were all definitely floored.
And okay, Miles, you got over 50 submissions for this contest, for this honor. How broad was the pool of entrants?
It was very broad, and it was intentionally done so. The funny thing about this was we didn't want to target a specific genre. We didn't want to target a specific region. It makes sense to do something here locally, but the original vision of this is we wanted to just throw a wide net and see what happens. I always explained it as a bit of a social experiment because all the promotion, all these kinds of things behind this was really thrown back on the students. So we wanted to see what was their reach in social media? What was that dialogue like? And it was really exciting. We had things from all over the country. We had, again, over 50 submissions. And those ranged from all genres, all styles. We had any and everything, really, from Nashville and New York and LA. Just having those represented in what we were doing was really exciting as well. And then we did have that question as far as, what do we do if we bring somebody in not from the area? What does that look like? And stuff like that, which we were certainly going to do if that was how it rolled out. But we wanted to look at what that response would be like. Because again, it's the first time that the university would be doing something like this.
And kind of make a template for doing this,
yeah.
Of course, in the future. Okay, who did the choosing?
A combination of people. What happened was, is we took that pool, we had a room full of students and they evaluated everything and we listened to all the material and we looked at it from a couple of angles. We did research on all of the artists as far as their social media. We looked at any of that information that was available and we would dive down as far as band members because it's about creating a product, but it was also about getting behind something as well and recognizing what the art and the craft was. And so we looked at a lot of things, musical integrity, originality, and these kinds of things. And we scored them across the board. From that, we were able to narrow it down to a top 10 list that we then, our guest producer, we wanted his voice and input on this. So we sent him the top 10, and then he provided his feedback on those top 10 and what his selection was. I didn't know how this would play out, but the good news was when his response came back, he had selected Rosalind and the Way, which when you looked at our numbering system, that was very sophisticated, I'd like to think, that was where we were at too. So the fact that we all landed on the same thing made that conversation easy.
Very, very interesting. And again, setting your template, Cassie, having that kind of scrutiny, my, does that all add to the good feeling you have of being chosen?
Absolutely. I think a lot of artists feel this way, but I keep waiting for somebody to discover, like, I'm a total hack. You know, like, I feel like I am just absolutely faking my way through it so many times, and I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, not that you need the outside validation, but to have that has just been remarkable. I think especially because as a band, we don't always know what genre we squeeze into, and we don't really know who we sound like. And we've all worked our tails off the last couple of years to really produce something we're proud of. So it's just been a tremendous honor.
I don't envy those who had to make the selection because I know it was a tough one, but certainly the outcome is a great one to be sure. Okay, your guest producer, Rob Mathis, now he is amazing. His credentials are just like up there on a chart and a billboard. What does he bring to the production studio table for your students and for this project?
Going back to just the original idea, I wanted to have an element that would really excite the students and create something that was different than what they would have versus a band coming in and working with myself or one of the other faculty members in the studios or something like that. What I wanted to do is find somebody that would be really appropriate for that. So in the case of Rob Mathis, we'd worked together on projects in the past, and he's just a brilliant musician. But the thing is he works in all different genres. So truthfully, I felt really confident that regardless where we ended up, he would be a good pick because he works within those genres. Again, offering some validation. I wanted an artist like Cassie, if they were going to consider this, that they would get something else out of that as a unique experience as well. And so bringing somebody like Rob Mathis in, it's a great experience for our students because he's going to come in and the idea is that we will select whatever that single is. Right now we're working on demo recordings that we're sending to Rob. We'll flesh out what that single looks like and then he'll come in and spend several days with us and the band and the students. So the band gets to work with him and understand what that side looks like. And then our students get to see what does the production look like from somebody of his caliber.
Speaking of his caliber, what are some of his credentials?
Right now, he's in LA working with Panic at the Disco. He's Sting's music director, which is where he's going to be in Europe with Sting all March. He's musically directed the Kennedy Center Honors for numerous years. The list just goes on and on and on, all genres, all styles. One of the big things that's really been fun and exciting is his orchestration of the award-winning single from The Greatest Showman, the new Hugh Jackman film, This Is Me. That went gold in 2 months, which by today's record sales, like, that is craziness. So he works all over the map.
How does that feel, Cassie?
Oh, it's not terrifying at all.
Good that he has this kind of material to work with right here in Fort Wayne. He has to love being in the university zone, or he wouldn't be with the schedule you just said. So What a great win for everybody All the way around, and how exciting. Okay, you're already up and running. You've got Rob coming in and really jumping into things. In the meantime, including all of that, what's the time frame for this production?
It ends, as far as production goes, on April 27th. That is when we're going to have our official release party. There'll be some performances. This will all be downtown. So that's the deadline.
So you're working backwards.
So we're working backwards. The students have been divided up into various areas. If they were working in a record company, what that would look like, whether it's A&R, art and production, sales and marketing, and these other facets. And so we've built this timeline backwards. And right now we're in the mode where we've wanted to get a lot of demo recordings done, Really just getting those as quickly as we can to Rob so he has a sense for what this new material is like, so he can offer his feedback. And then we'll then immediately go into production with his input and guidance as we move along prior to him coming out. So we have a few benchmarks along the way with the students as far as where things need to be happening and clicking to make sure. But some of the things are, again, real world scenarios that they're having to investigate and figure out and realize what that means in the timeline is we're making something, but how are we going to release it to make things available by this date? What does that do to the timeline? The students are having to figure all of these pieces out. So we're kind of there helping them along, but they're leading this.
And every part of the record production is on their shoulders, on their grade card too, I know, but on their shoulders in the meantime. Cassie, the music is on your shoulders. Do you have a lot of new music already? And that's what we're going to be hearing.
So I had a lot of partially finished material, and this has been the best push to sit down and finish it, which has been really great because, you know, when we have to make a decision by a deadline, it really refines that process for us. I really feel like it's pulling the best out of us as a band and helping us decide what is our theme on this one and what is our sound and what do we want to say. I think it's really pushed us to be the best that we can.
And you'll have it ready to roll in production.
I sure hope so. Yeah.
What can you tell us about that album? What's the vibe?
You know, I feel like growing up, I assumed that once you become a mother, that's your sole identity. And I feel like I have so much more to say now. We've been jokingly calling it our Brené Brown album. It feels a lot like it's our life lessons and our like self-identity and discovery. And we're kind of stretching our boundaries. So I think it's a journey. As a band, we've lost parents over the last couple of years. We've sent our kids into surgeries and we've had scary stuff over the last few years and rocky times in our marriages. And this album is a lot of those stories.
I think I speak for the world to say we can't wait till it's ready. And it sounds like, thanks to USF's Music Tech Department, it's going to be ready April 27th. What will the release celebration include?
So the drop party, that's when the album comes out. And we're going to have some performances from the band as well as other people, I believe, in the community.
It's going to be indoors, outdoors,
well,
all around.
It's April, so we're going to finesse that as we need be. But we're going to do some fun things. The students want to shut down Berry Street in there and have the food trucks and have a celebration. It's a Friday. It's for us, as far as the academic schedule, it's great. It's our last week of classes. So it's like a really good time to celebrate and just enjoy one's company and some great music. Probably hopefully within the next 2 weeks or so, I think we'll have a pretty good plan. And then that'll be being shouted all different ways of social media and promotion.
They better if they
like
want to get a good grade, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, there is that. We do have a little bit of currency with that.
I know you've got busy days to get back to. You've got studio time to get back to and practice, certainly. Before I let you go, I would like to know from each of your perspectives what this does mean to you personally deep in your hearts to be part of such a project. And what does it mean to Fort Wayne?
Well, I feel like we have a great message and great stories to tell, and I'm excited for that. And I think Fort Wayne's art scene is just exploding. I think that it's full of life and possibility, and to be a small part of that is a huge honor. I hope that this project keeps encouraging people to create and to push the boundaries of what they think they're capable of and what's possible.
For me, it's kind of why I got into education. I had a business manager for a number of years and still a very good friend. And he always encouraged me, you should get into teaching. And, you know, my background is being a record producer and engineer, and I wasn't really interested. But through some of my professional networks, I started to do some workshops at various places, and you get bit by that. And it's really inspiring to work with a lot of people that are passionate about the same things, that have high work ethic. That's kind of what brought me here. That's what the education component is for me. And to be completely honest, I've had a lot of really good mentors in my life that took a chance on me and put me in situations that they didn't need to do, but they advanced my career. And it just meant a lot that they trusted me. And so I've always wanted to create those opportunities for students that they can come out on the other end and be like, this was real. Like, we made something really important. And then to be able to tie that into something that's really meaningful, like music that touches everybody. That's what I want out of this. I'm new to Fort Wayne. I've been here a year and a half, so I'm still learning about Fort Wayne. But to your point, that it's just been really exciting to see what the art community is like. And there's just so much going on. Being an artist myself, I think that it just is a natural feeling. And, you know, this is just the perfect makeup for something like this to really flourish.
Miles Fulwider is University of St. Francis Chair of Music Technology, and Cassie Beer is founder and frontwoman of Rosalind and the Way. They are both involved in Marble Lounge Records' first CD in the making. Congratulations again. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here's to Marble Lounge Records.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julia.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with University of St. Francis Music Department Chair Miles Fulwider and Cassie Beer, founder and frontwoman of Rosalind and the Way. The music you're hearing is Blue Heron, from the band's first album, What You Keep. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.
Papa told me to face my fears. Papa told me to trust the years. But I said, I'm gonna move to the big city. I'm gonna make it in the big city, you'll see. You'll never hear me say, where the blue heron flies and the foxes roam, gonna make my home, gonna settle down. Been running too far, running too long, gonna make my home and settle down, where the blue heron flies. So I packed my bags and headed west. I packed my bags and didn't look back. Oh, I said, I'm gonna move to the big city. I'm gonna make it in the big city, they'll see. Down that's stuck in the past. Oh, so I'm gonna move to the big city. I'm gonna make it in the big city. They'll see. They'll never hear me say, where the blue heron flies and the foxes roam, gonna make my home, gonna settle. Running too far, running too long, gonna make my home in. jungle blocked out the sky. That filthy city of strangers' eyes. And I said, wish I never moved to the big city. I gotta get out of this big city. It's time for me to say, where the blue-haired flies and the foxes roam, gonna make my home, gonna settle down. Been running too far away.